This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, Mike Luoma. I do the writing and reading around here, too. And I got a new chapter of The Star Seeds of Earth for you coming up on this episode. We are doing a work in progress. This is the draft edition of the book. I won't call it the first draft anymore because we're deep into rewrites now. But it's not quite done. I mean, sometimes I'm reading these chapters and I go, you know, I need to tweak that. Or I'm listening back as I'm editing and I go, that needs to change. So this is not the final version of this chapter, but this is a fun way to check it out in progress for me to get Alibi Jones back out there after about a whole bunch of years without a new novel. I mean, we've had comic book adventures, short stories, but haven't had a novel in almost 5 years. So, that's why we've got a work in progress, and we've got Chapter 15 on the way. Things still getting underway. Alibi's coming back to the Hornet's Nest. Coming home empty-handed, no starseed. But before Alibi can settle in and figure out his next move, his Aunt Anita pulls him aside for a little talk. She's kind of like his mom. Don't you always love that when you're an adult child and your mom pulls you aside for a little talk? Or your dad? It's never good. That's what's coming up. Alibi heading home to the Hornet's Nest, coming up on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of book news. I'm doing a Smashwords sale. Smashwords.com is a book site. It's primarily indie authors. And most of the authors who publish through Smashwords, most of the independent authors are like, you know, we'd like to do something to give back to people with the coronavirus going on and people stuck at home. Is there a way we can do some kind of sale or something? And so Smashwords has stepped up. So if you go to smashwords.com, they've got a big sale going on and a lot of authors are giving their books away. And I decided I'm going to do that. Most of my books are free through April 20th. So are the books from many other authors, but. Yeah, all my novels, the three Vatican Assassin trilogy novels, Vatican Assassin, Vatican Ambassador, Vatican Abdicator, free. Alibi Jones, usually free, but that is free still. Sunrise of Her, Time War of the Devrisium, Hornet's Nest, six short stories, all free. So head over to smashwords.com, look up Luoma or Alibi, or just follow the link in the show notes, smashwords.com. And as you may have heard, Balticon has been canceled, the great science fiction convention that usually takes place Memorial Day weekend down in Baltimore, Maryland. Another victim of the crisis from the coronavirus. And unfortunately, that meant that the book launch for Star Seeds of Earth was canceled as well. At least the physical one. I have since then started a virtual book launch. I've just set it up as a Facebook event. May 22nd, noon to 6 p.m. Be there or be square. Pre-order now. I'm going to start inviting people to it soon. But yeah, I did. I just set that up. So going to do a virtual online book launch, and I'll have to figure out cool things to give away as a part of that. That is launching the book that you're hearing on this podcast. Have you thought about becoming a patron of Glow in the Dark Radio? I could very much use your support as a patron, if you can afford to do those things, such things these days. Head to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio if you can become a patron. There is a $2 level, a $5 level, or a $10 level. That's per month. $2, $5, or $10 per month, membership tiers. You get access to the Glow in the Dark Radio Vault every episode going all the way back. Lots of other freebies and exclusives. Sometimes things ahead of time. Like today. My patrons got today's chapter early. They've already had a chance to listen to the chapter that's coming up, chapter 15. So if you can afford to help support this podcast and my science fictional efforts, and you'd like to get on board with that, Patreon is the place to head to. It's patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And I promise you more good stuff as we get closer to the launch of the new book. Well, that is all for book news. Let's get into the chapter. We've got chapter 15 of our work in progress. Star Seeds of Earth. Chapter 15 on the way next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Are you having trouble keeping up with the ebbs and flows of modern geekery? Is the real world holding you back from knowing what is happening in the geeky world? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends, gaming group, and loved ones, Geek Radio Daily presents daily informational sessions brought to you by the wonderful Billy Flynn, the Flynnstress, and podcasting's Rich Siegfried. They contain such helpful segments as history, geek birthdays, box office results, the latest in DVD and Blu-ray, video game and comic releases. Why, they also have a weekly show hosted by the wonderful Billy Flynn and the Flynnstress, which includes interviews and commentary. And to make sure you are informed, Geek Radio Daily also provides you with your daily dose of geek news to make sure you know more than that jerk know-it-all Steve. Visit us at geekradiodaily.com. That's right, Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. Now available in fine Corinthian leather.
Now here's chapter 15. Of Alibi Jones and the Star Seeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. Why is everyone acting so weird? Alibi Jones asked the question out loud as he walked into the Hornet's Nest galley and spotted Chris, Emily, and Hector eating a late lunch. He walked over to the table and sat down. Everyone seems on edge, Alibi said. Except on Anita. All of a sudden, she's happy, which is also weird. Ask your aunt, Krish said. Maybe if you were around more, you'd notice more, Emily said. What's that supposed to mean? Alibi asked. Can no one be normal? Krish snickered. Weird, Alibi said. Stranger still? I swear the base is more crowded than it used to be. Well, lunch is good, Hector said. I recommend the beef brisket. Very nice today. Hey, are there more people here? Alibi said, wondering aloud as his head swiveled around. Yes, Chris said. We are seeing even more refugees from the Solar Alliance, now that the Greater Ta has become such a presence there. Here. Here? This isn't the Solar Alliance, Alibi said. What do you mean, here? Constantine wants it to be, Emily said. He sent Billy Gentry here to tell us himself. Really? Alibi said. The Godfather himself, huh? The thought struck him. Bet Anita gave him a what for. Oh, she gave him something, all right, Chris said. Krish, Emily said. What's that supposed to mean? Alibi was confused. I think there's chocolate pudding with whipped cream for dessert, Hector said. There you are, Anita called out from the doorway to the galley. Alibi! He waved as she walked over. Hey, Aunt Anita. She looked around at those seated at the table. Hello, everyone, she said. Please excuse Alibi and I. Alibi, can you come with me? Now? He asked. I just sat down. Please. He stood up. Okay, Alibi said. He sighed. See you weirdos later, he told Krish, Emily, and Hector. He turned and followed his aunt out of the room. They didn't talk much as they walked. Guess you really can't wait to lecture me. Welcome home, Alibi. Or maybe she wants to discuss Constantine and company. Is this about Billy Gentry? Alibi finally asked when they reached his aunt's office. Oof! She bumped into the corner of her desk she was walking around and stumbled slightly. Are you okay? Alibi asked, rushing to her side. She brushed him back. I'm fine, Allie. Have a seat, she said. He plopped down into one of the two chairs in front as his aunt circled around and sat down behind the desk. The others were just telling me that Constantine sent Gentry here to inform us we're back in the Solar Alliance, Alibi said, whether we like it or not. Ah, I see, she said. Yes, he did. And that he was our new governor, too. Really? Alibi said. When did this happen? He showed up a couple of days ago, she said. While you were away. He came to see you. Thanks for handling it, he said. Allie, she began. She stopped and started over. Alibi, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Handling things. The Hornet's Nest, she said. We need to talk. Why? Alibi didn't want to have this conversation. Why does being with my aunt always make me feel like I'm 10 years old again? I mean, I don't mind, he said. You don't mind what? Alibi squirmed a little. He didn't like having to say these things out loud. I don't mind if you want to run the Hornet's Nest, he said. I kind of figured you'd end up doing it anyway. She looked surprised. That's what you thought? That I wanted to? She smiled. Well, that does explain some of your behavior. My behavior? I was going to lecture you on responsibility, she said. And how you can't just go off on some wild goose chase when you have a base to run. Wild goose chase? Did you find that starseed? No. She looked at him with one of her patented, I told you so stares. He frowned. Not yet. She couldn't hold her stare too long. She grinned. But you thought I wanted to run it, she said. Her smile dropped, and she looked him in the eyes. I don't. You don't? He echoed in question. She shook her head. No, she said. This is your place. And now is your time. Not mine, not anymore. I don't want to be in charge here. Okay, it is official. Everyone here is acting extremely weird. Since when does she not want to be in charge? You kind of acted like you did, he said, these last few months. I did. Just being myself, I guess, she said. And trying to help by looking over your shoulder a little. A little? He laughed, couldn't help himself. His aunt frowned. Alibi, she said. When do you plan on getting serious? I'm pretty serious now, Aunt Anita, he said. About what? What are you doing? People have found out we're out here. What will you do when more arrive? How will you take care of them and keep those here safe? What are you doing? This? He said. He gestured at their surroundings. You're running a hub, a base, she said, a question in her voice. And running trade? Well, really, you're running it, and Emily. There you go, she said. You're in a holding pattern here, Alibi. You have been. Don't you see it?
Yeah, he said. I guess.
I think that's why you went running off so quickly when Finder came calling, she said. You were bored.
Not bored, Alibi said. Well, not exactly. I mean...
Well, Anita said, what are you doing?
You know, what I said, he shrugged. Running some trade. Doing what I always do, I guess. Making things work.
But what's the plan? Anita asked. You sound bored. What's your plan, Alibi?
I thought you had one on, Anita. You usually do.
I'm beginning to realize that, she said. I don't. My plans are all done. It's your time.
You don't have a plan?
No.
You always have a plan, Alibi said.
Until now, she said. I'm getting old, Alibi. My plans might not be the best anymore. So I ask again, what are your plans?
I don't have any either.
That's a problem, Anita said. People are looking to you for leadership, Alibi. You come from political stock.
Political stock? Not really, Alibi said. I come from a couple of murderers, a hitman and the woman who killed him.
But I raised you, she said.
Nature versus nurture, he said.
She frowned. How many state events and diplomatic parties have you attended?
Either with me or on my behalf, Alibi, she said.
You have already represented the entire Solar Alliance, many times.
On your behalf, he said. That's different.
What have you grown up with? Political parties? Society? You've been bred to it, whether you want to admit it or not.
Not bred.
Okay, fine. Raised to it, she said.
A thought struck her.
You called Nico Constantine when I was missing, correct?
I did, Alibi said. Not sure it was my best idea.
It was not, she said. But that's beside the point. He took your call, right? Didn't he?
He did.
So tell me, Alibi, she said. Do you think just anyone can call the Prime Representative and get through?
Didn't think about it too much, he admitted.
You're, well, they used to call it aristocracy. You're someone people look up to. They look to you for direction. You're a natural leader, Ali. So tell me, what do you want to lead?
What do I want to lead?
It's happening already, Alibi. These people here answer to you.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah? They don't follow me. I don't believe I could get them to do anything they didn't already want to do. Hector and Bob, they're only here because of you. Emily's been pissed off at me since I got here. She looks to you. People are congregating, gathering around you. So, what do you want to do about it?
I don't know. What if I don't want to do anything? What if I don't do anything?
Nothing will change. Nothing will happen. But if you want to be legendary, you have to try to make legends. You should be legendary, Alibi.
Legendary?
You need to step out on your own, she said.
I guess I've been somebody else's person? Been your surrogate, Aunt Anita?
You have, she said, in some ways.
Why should I be a leader, though? I don't feel like one.
Captain on your ship?
What?
You've always been the captain if you're on a ship, of your own ship. Haven't you?
Yeah, he said.
So?
And you took that as a what?
A given?
Well, yeah.
He grinned and laughed a little. Got me there, Aunt Anita.
Alibi, let me get serious. I think you could do great things.
Oh, really?
I didn't think there would be a need for great things anymore, she said. But I was wrong. You didn't? Alibi asked. Is there? Most definitely, Anita said. We're better than this, Alibi. Then what? Then capitulating to the greater Ta, like Nico is, she said. What did you see on Earth? The greater Ta are already everywhere, Alibi said. They were even with the safe troopers up in the mountains after me, off the beaten path away from the cities. That fucking moron, she said. Constantine has embedded them in with the safe, on Earth. So, what about Billy Gentry showing up? Alibi asked, changing the subject. He was here on Nico's behalf, I take it. In a way, she said. But Gentry is his own man. What the hell? I know that tone. What's going on? She's definitely not telling me everything. Can see all the signs. You like him? Alibi said. It sounds like you like him. His aunt paused to study Alibi, measuring him. Well, I did, she said. I do, Alibi. We hit it off, of all things. You did? You do? I'd never trust him, she said. But I have to tell you, Alibi, the man is damn sexy. Of course, I am attracted to power. Oh, Alibi protested. Don't tell me that. I'm old. I'm not dead, Alibi. I know, he said. I'm just not used to thinking of you that way, you know, like a woman. Grow up, Alibi, she said. Got it, Alibi said. Heard you on that before. Now it makes a little more sense. Should have realized something was up. She has no plans. Right. She always has plans. Her plans for her. And Gentry? And not for me, I say. I should make my own plans. More sense, she asked. Alibi got up. He stared at his aunt, hurt, angry. Can't say anything or it'll suck. He turned and started to leave. Alibi, Anita said. He turned back to her. He shook his head and then shifted to leave the office. Alibi! His aunt called after him, but he didn't want to speak. Alibi was afraid he'd say something far too wrong and hurtful in reply. So instead, he marched, head down, out of his aunt's office, back to his quarters, and locked his door. Don't really want to talk to anyone right now. That was Chapter 15 of Alibi Jones and the Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Oh, that one well, huh?
Alibi finding out his aunt has a thing for Gentry? Yeah, that's hard to take. And so is her telling Alibi he needs to get on the ball. Yeah. Grow up, Alibi Jones. Who can you trust? Maybe nobody but yourself. Some hard lessons to learn. We have another huge arrival coming up in our next chapter, too. On our next episode, which will be next week, but it's a couple weeks later in book time. And Kit decides to show up. Oh, I don't feel like looking up how his name is supposed to be pronounced, so I just said it that way. I'm guilty as any human is of shortening those Darkur names, you know? But yeah, Kit comes back to the Hornet's Nest on our next episode. So I hope you'll come back as well. Mwahaha. Segway. Again, a reminder that I'm giving away all my ebooks till April 20th, basically, at smashwords.com. So head over there if you need to get your hands on any. Or, you know, if you've already got all the ebooks, share the information or, you know, head over there, get my profile and share it with a friend who might get into my stuff. That'd be cool. I really just want to, you know, share what I've got, because there's not much else we can do for each other right now. And this is something small that I can do, so I'm doing it. Link is in the show notes, or again, just go to smashwords.com and do a search for Alibi Jones or Vatican Assassin or Mike Luoma. M-I-K-E-L-U-O-M-A. That's me. This is Glow in the Dark Radio. Thank you again for listening. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.